Well, welcome, welcome, people, with a beautiful live in person. You see me in 4K. And I'm here joined with the beautiful, lovely Seb.
Hello, hello, everyone. What's going on? What's going on?
Of course, AKA Miss The Nympho Diaries. If you want to share like a little bit.
Yes, of course. So my name is Seb, and I'm the host and creator of The Nympho Diaries. I am a sex podcast, extremely X-rated, explicit, you know what, a little bit of everything. There's a lot of comedy, yeah. Informative things, nothing's off bounds. You know, we just kind of, whatever flows out, stays out, you know, no censor. So,
yeah. I love it. And 3 seasons deep. So
yes.
If you aren't caught up, better get caught up. She already got episode 100.
Yes, yes.
Note that.
So we just finished season 3, the end of, I would say like, end of November, early December.
Uh-huh.
It was a really big, you know, milestone. Hear me now, I can't even talk.
Oh, no
worries. Milestone in my, you know, podcast career. 100 episodes. I honestly remember my first.
Yeah.
It was a fucking nightmare. It was a mess, but I still love it. You know, a SoundCloud, the first season.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a couple episodes out there. So the exclusive are on streaming platforms.
Okay.
So there is the best of season 1 that's on there.
Nice.
So not the full season 1, but season 2 and 3 are all on streaming platforms.
Okay, perfect. So yeah. Y'all missed out. Y'all
was
season 1, but
it was exclusive. You know what I mean? And like again, season 2, a lot better, guys. Like, you know, a lot better. I'm not gonna lie, the first season was really fun. I did a lot of experimenting, but season 2, quality of everything got better. I got more fun guests.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, was able to dive into different things. And then season 3, we just kept going. And yeah, so you'll see kind of the progress of my career.
I love it. And the thing is, because on at least on this show, a lot of the guests that I had, especially in season 2, were men. Because normally the platform was like, we had 2 co-hosts, and we would, you know, express all of our opinions and get the tea and, you know, kiki and all of that. But then, you know, obviously it was missing a male perspective because,
which is always good.
Women only know so much, you know, and men can also be multifaceted as well.
Amen. So, amen.
But I'm thankful though to bring back more of that feminine energy.
Girl power.
Divine femininity.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure.
And all the snacks, you guys. Oh my god. I'm like, you're gonna be chomping. Okay, I'm a little AMSR.
Slight mukbang. Don't judge. Okay. We here, we hungry.
I love it. I love it. I'm gonna get a ball in my mouth.
Yeah, please do. They're so good. I was low-key like, I need to calm down.
Do you like balls?
It depends. Mm. It depends. Because, I don't know, some balls be a little too heavy.
Have you teabagged before?
I have.
It's weird at first, right?
It is.
Someone's dunking nuts in your mouth.
The thing is, because like you already know that they're super sensitive. So it's like you have to be careful and not treat it like a stress ball.
Or bite someone by accident, you know? Like, grazing teeth and shit.
Oh my god, I'll never forget though. I'm not gonna dox her out, but but she's a good listener, so she'll know. Sorry in advance. There was an experience a friend of mine shared where she was just like, because she was I don't want to say less sexually experienced, but like less experimental.
Yeah, in of general. Course.
And she's like, oh, I hooked up with this guy and blah blah blah, and she's like, and I teabagged him, and I was like, what? Like, and this,
damn,
yeah, I'm like, I'm not thinking to myself, like, I don't want to act like I'm, oh, I miss, like, no, like, but I was just like, damn, girl, you handled that.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, and it was different, and blah, 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 and I was just like, I was dying, but it just made me realize, and it's funny, because I was reflecting, like, thinking about your last episode.
Yeah.
I forget which friend it was, but she was talking about how she likes to be the villain in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm gonna lie, that's me too.
I feel like every woman's got a little bit of this, like, you know, depending on what you like. You know, if you like penis or you like vagina, it's either one or other. I don't think there's any other organs out there. But regardless of what you like, you know that when you've got your lover under your spell, almost, I want to say, you feel good. And like, it's like a,
it's a power trip.
You know what I mean? And you almost feel like an evil villain where you're like, wah-ha-ha, like, I've got you by your strings, and you know, it feels good.
But it's funny, and it's like, I don't know if I'm spilling too much tea talking about this in this type of light, but like, women love to play off the whole like, oh my gosh, like, I've never been in this situation. I really like you. When really she's just saying what she needs to do to get the dick and get home.
She's just like, she's really like a slut on the low.
Yeah.
She's playing the damsel in distress.
Yeah, and trying to play it off like, oh no, I've never done this before. And then just swallow your
anyone throat. That said I've never done this before, they're a fucking pro. You know, I'm not gonna lie. In more of my younger years, not so much now. You know, well, anytime now, because like sex life's been a little dry. I'm not gonna lie. I've talked about it for a while, you know, on the pod. You know, being a sexual person,
yeah,
it sucks. But you know, that's life sometimes.
But here's the thing. I want to add, because like, I feel like calling yourself or saying like I'm just simply a sexual person is subjective. Because there are some people that are like, yo, I give it to my man all the time. And you're like, okay, or give it to my girl all the time, whatever. Oh, how often is that? Oh, like we get it in like once or twice a week, and I'm like, that's it, you know. And then there's other people who are like, oh, we get it on every day.
But I don't think it matters how many times you get it. It's just like you just know that you've got urges and thoughts and needs and wants. But it's also having that willpower and that, you know, what's it called? You got that strength. You know what I mean?
That discipline?
Yes, there you go. Discipline. Okay. There's the word. I can't even get the damn word, but you know
don't
what I mean.
Don't worry.
That you can hold off. You know, you don't want to wait. You don't want to waste your time. And I think that's where I am. You know, there's no one that's around that I'm seeing that I'm interested in, that I want to sexually be intimate with.
You look at that and you're like, not worth it.
You know what I mean? There are people in my life that aren't necessarily here that, you know, we do have that, but that's, they're not here. So I'm not, you know, there's no action going on. But what I was trying to say was, you know, back in the past when things were going on, you ever had someone that, you know, especially men when they're much younger.
I don't need pussy.
Depending, especially if it's Indian men. I don't need pussy. I don't need pussy, no. Yeah. Or if they do it, don't tell anyone, okay?
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
The one but time, then, but don't say
do you know
nothing.
What I mean? And then end up being the fucking pum pum yamin pro. Like, what the fuck?
I
know you lying, boy. You ate a 1-2 pum pum in your day.
Like, I had a guy do that to me where he was like, oh, I don't really do that. But the joke is, I actually believed him. Just because when he was done, he's like, oh, it doesn't really taste like anything. And I'm looking at him like, what are you expecting to taste?
Of course. Like,
what?
Watermelon? Candy canes?
But that's why I was like, okay, you really, really don't do that.
I don't believe anyone that says they don't done this before. Especially when they do it really good. Come on now.
Honestly,
you've never done it and you look like you go to like eat pussy and you like, I don't know, start punching it, then I'd be like, okay, you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, that's fair. No, but I'm just saying, because I'm like, I'm having flashbacks of people I know where I'm just like I have friends who like just started giving head this past like few years.
Really?
And they're big grown people, and I'm like,
you know what, I think it's a comfort thing. Some people, you know.
It is, but I also feel like it's a trick of the patriarchy. Because like you brought up the topic on your last episode talking about period sex, and it was funny because I remember I had an episode where I had some guy friends on the show, shout outs to Keys, love you, but we were all talking about period sex, and he was just like, would like, we asked like, would you have sex with a girl on your period, and they're like, no, that's not wrong.
There's always one girl.
But here's, yes, one girl. That's the thing. My co-host was like, Nah, I can't do that. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like,
let me call every bitch in your phone and let me find out.
But I'm like, I know I'm not, like, the way they were acting was like, I know I'm not nasty. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what happened to just putting a towel down? What happened to a shower? Like, there's more body.
Put that sea sponge up there.
But this is what I'm saying. There's so many options.
But I get it. Like, I get how some people are uncomfortable with, because you know what, some women are uncomfortable with it. So I feel like if we're uncomfortable with, you know, our whole menstrual cycle and what happens when it goes down there, I feel like men, and this is not necessarily exactly what it is, but I feel like some men kind of feel the exact same way because that's all they know. And if, like, you know, some women are very comfortable and like, it is what it is, like, you don't or not. And the guy's like, oh, you know, it is what it is. But I feel like when a man's horny enough, you don't give a fuck.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, most guys, when they really want the poems, they'll just look at you and be like,
pull up that tampon and throw it down.
Not even that, they're like, just kiss their teeth and be like, go put down the towel. And tell you to shower afterwards.
And it's like, why are you getting mad at me? You decided you wanted it.
So it's just, I don't, just the whole, for me at least, and I'm like, which makes me so grateful to have you here and having this dialogue, is like,
you can't camp with me. I know. I be knowing.
She's a sexpert.
I be knowing.
Sexpert. That's
y'all be fucking running all kind of red lights.
But like, I want to normalize the conversation around sex.
Yeah.
People are always tiptoeing in and whatever. Like, bro, if you're smashing, you're smashing. It's fine. Like, it is what it is.
It's human. It's blood. Who cares? It comes out of the same blood. Thing you like.
Even with just in general, like, people will be scared to say, like, I'm dating more than one person, or I'm fucking more than one person because I'm not dating exclusively. If that's your business, that's fine, because like we always talk about, in general, informed consent.
Yeah, of course.
If you're gonna fuck somebody, but that ideal or that concept may change because you know they're also having sex with somebody else, they should know.
I think especially if you and someone, you know, you're sleeping together on a regular. It's their knowledge to know if you're fucking other people, especially if you're using unprotected, like, you're not having, I'm not hearing now, especially if you're having unprotected sex.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to tell that person, cool, but just, you ain't fucking me. Like, if I ask you a question, I'm not saying, like, tell me their name, phone number, address.
Yeah, I don't need to know the details. Like,
nah, just let me know what's up. If you're eating every girl's box, you're not touching my box because they're not wanting nothing. You know?
No, and it's a real thing. And like, people like to play games just in general, you know, and be like, oh, I'm just talking to you. I'm not talking to no one. That's
I've done that. I'm not going to lie. We've all been there.
We've been there. We've grown as people.
We've grown now. We tell it.
But it's like, we don't have time to waste trying to play around. Like me and my partner, when we were first talking, we were seeing other people and we made it matter of fact, like, okay, well, I'm seeing other girls, I'm seeing other guys, whatever, blah, blah, blah. First question that came up, are you getting tested? Are you clean?
And that's amazing. Like, and if you know what, I think that's a great start in any relationship, depending on, put them balls in your mouth, girl. That is a great start for any relationship, and it's also a great test. Because if you and this person just started dating, and, you know, maybe you haven't had sex yet, which I would hope this would happen before y'all have sex, but shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it happened the one time, and okay, maybe we should have this combo, because now we fucking, is how they react.
Yes.
If they're like, oh, hell no, why the fuck, you think I'm dirty, I don't test. You know what, boo-boo?
Snitching on
you. You know that TikTok?
Self-report.
That TikTok guy was like, well.
Yup.
You got to worry about me.
Yep. You ain't got to worry about me. Yep.
Do you know?
Yes.
Because if they are so hesitant on getting tested and wanting to know what's going on down there and in their blood endings.
Well, that's the thing. If you're not looking after your own parts, what makes you think you're looking after mine?
Exactly.
I am not going to fuck with a man that isn't going to make me come from jump and you're not tested.
Yeah.
Like,
Also, I feel like that's why you ask them freaky ass questions. I'm like, so how often do you make a girl come? Do you care about how she comes? If they're like, oh, as long as I get my nut, I'm like, you know what? Have a great day.
Well, not even that. Like, I hate the guys that are like, yo, I'm gonna pipe you down so good. All this big talk about how their dick is long and this is gonna reach your belly. And it's like, I don't care if it reaches my neck. As long as I get my nut, that's all. And half the time they'll be doing the most, you think so?
And the sex is trash. You know what I wanna know? You know what I wanna stop? Okay, guys, and this is, when season 4 comes back, I think this is exactly how I'm going to start. And it's going to start with a campaign, okay?
Yes.
Starting a campaign. No more extra shit in bed when you're fucking right, okay? And what I mean by that is, if you are hitting the spot, all right, don't be trying to flip a bitch and do it too much. If you're going in the right pace, you're hitting it right, don't switch the shit up. Leave all the extra shit.
Open
do you know when you're there and a man's just like doing the
most? Yeah, and they hear one more.
Stop, keep going. Don't flip shit and reverse it.
Just keep it going.
And
that's the, honestly, that's the worst.
My campaign. Stop fucking up the rhythm, you dumbass boys and zaddies. Anyone with any type of dick working thing. Don't fuck up the flow. And I know zaddies ain't doing that, you know? Strap on zaddies. I know you guys
Y'all know what's up.
You either had one or still have one. You know how we like it.
So. Period.
This is going out to y'all with a fucked up rhythm. And you know you got a fucked up rhythm.
Period.
If you are not sure, ask your last partner, did they come? If they didn't...
Okay, that's my mantra. If you have to ask, you did it wrong. It's over.
I also believe in, you know, working for yours.
Yes.
Because I work for... That's why I love writing, because I'm like, I'm going to do it.
One way or another.
But then there's some men that you can't be like, nah, you're going to sit on here. You're going to do this. I'm like, for fuck's sakes.
But here's the thing. If they're going to make you do all of that, they better make you come.
No, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're doing the most. I'm like, why are you lifting my leg doing this? You know, just stick with it. You know? When it's closing in, you're doing it right.
I don't feel like I'm dragging. This is just a drag man episode or whatever.
We're not. Pizza.
Right? Some people don't get that because it's like they're so into their own self and they're so into their own, you know, they're not... I don't know. Like, I'm the kind of person, if I'm having sex, I'm looking for your face. I'm looking for you. Twitch. I'm the villain because it's like, I want to turn you as a grown man in the day and a little bitch in bed. Be like,
you'd be a great dom.
I'm just saying. I will definitely, I have stories for you after. Mm. But Patreon worthy, just so you know. Don't ask me what I said to her after this episode. Just know
if you send out wealthy tip.
If you want it, it'll be on Patreon. Period. But I'm that kind of person. Like, I want to see you squirm. I want to see you break the fourth wall, so to speak, you know, drop character.
Like the second coming of Jesus.
I'm telling you, it needs to be all there. Like, okay, the best is funny. Again, this episode was giving me so many flashbacks.
Sex flashbacks.
Well, you guys got stuck on anal for a hot minute.
I love talking about anal. I love talking about
girl, it brought me
ass legs.
All of the
booty pirates.
All of the
booty pirates. I'm gonna get a booty pirate tattoo.
Don't do that, girl.
Dead ass.
If you do, just make it be BP. So when people ask.
No, but I'm gonna BP in a little like pirate hat.
Okay.
You're like, what is BP? I'm like,
and then you say,
booty pirate, black pussy.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But it flashed me back to all of the experiences and stuff that I've been through. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of one person that I had an encounter with who literally was just like, we were, you know, doing the do, and then he's like, stick a finger up my ass.
I've never had a guy ask me that, and I feel like God knows I wouldn't know what to do. I feel like I never put in a situation, I'm like, what would I do? And
it
But
it was the first and the last. I did it.
Did any poo-poo come out?
No. Thankfully.
God. I would have fainted. But like, no, put your hand this way.
I have gloves, thankfully.
He gave you gloves or you just had
to? My nigga was prepared, okay?
Wow.
Okay.
You too? Wow.
Prepared.
That's not his first time.
Well, that's how I found out. But what killed me was he went all up and did that. And then he's like, oh, put a finger up my butt. And I was like, okay. So like, I did it. And the moan that this made.
I bet.
Grown, big man. Because I was young. I was young. This big. Singing.
Fellas, I'm telling you, the P spot, your prostate, the one in your booty hole, that G spot or your P spot is a real ass orgasm.
They're not.
Did you leave it up there or did you just take it in and out?
I did a bit of both. Like I put it up
you gotta,
there a
like,
little bit.
It
a little bit. And I took it out.
Finger in the booty hole.
Trust me, it wasn't too long because when it was up there, my guy was done. When it was up there,
probably
done.
Passed. But I would have loved to see that. No, that'd be a good porno.
I'm just saying, it's now like a blurry, hazy memory, but I can never forget.
Let me tell you, that is what dreams are made out of.
I don't know. Like, now, ass play is, like, far in a distant past now, unfortunately.
You know what it is? You got to find your comfort ground when it comes to ass play. Mm-hmm. And, like, you guys probably thinking I'm some crazy-ass butt slut. No, I honestly am waiting to be with someone that, like, wants to experiment and experience all different aspects of ass play with me.
I'm manifesting that
in my next partner. Yeah, we can. Like, if he wants me to play with his ass, I'm down. Like, that's what I said. I'm like, God hasn't put me in a freaky ass relationship where I'm like,
no, but this way, that's how you know it. At least, I don't know, maybe for me, that's how you know, like, you really love somebody.
Oh,
like,
for real? No, like,
because, like, not gonna lie, most men have, like, smaller cute cakes, or, you know, depends if you're working here. But when you look at that and you're like, I just wanna, you know, how you know you're in love.
I just mean, like, I want to try a bunch of shit. So, but if, like, he gets curious, like, I, you know,
yeah,
we could go both ways. We could try it. But I got into it by small doses, what I was comfortable with.
Yeah.
And at the time when I was selling toys, Rude Kitty coming soon, by the way. I know I've been talking about it. But yes, it is looking for it for this summer. I will be selling toys, lingerie, and all kinds of goodies. But this is where it all first started, guys. So I really know my shit. So when I actually worked for the Steak Shop, on Young and Queens. For those that live downtown or are from Canada, Toronto, it is like
the biggest one.
It's huge. Also, that area, all kinds of fucking characters. Okay. Like, I have stories for days. I literally should just do a podcast of just all the stories that happened there.
But I love that store. That store's
and they have the biggest selection, right?
Huge.
So, you know, when we always unpackage this stuff, I'm like, these are so cute. These are so, and I just looking at them, they look fun. I was like, I kind of want to put this up my butt now. You know, and it was, I've done anal with one ex. It was one time and I was really drunk. He wanted to do it for so many times. Yeah. And I was like, no, I wouldn't do it. And one night I was drunk. I was like, put it in my butt. And that man never got, it looked like a kid on Christmas. He was so excited. So, you know, and it was enjoyable. It was a cool feeling. You know, it was very filling. And then I've tried a finger in the butt during sex plenty of times. And I was like, okay, I can do some butt stuff. So by then, when I'm looking at these toys, I was like, So I bought a little one.
Yeah.
And I tried it on myself. I was like, woo! Like,
yeah.
And I lost that one. I lost little mini butt plug. So
I always see the ones with, like, the little jewel.
And it was... Listen,
I've never used one.
We will be selling these on Rude Kitty. We've got, like, colors and all kinds of,
that's funny.
Promise you, lots of fun.
I'm excited to see.
Yes.
I'm gonna lie, I have my old little collection tucked away.
What's your favorite toy in your collection?
Funny enough, it is a tiny little vibrator.
Girl, let me tell you.
It's the smallest one, but it gets fucking job done every time.
What's a toy in your collection that, you know, you love the idea of it, but you barely use it, and it's kind of usually the most expensive one, or one that you got as a gift? Which one is it?
Funny enough, okay, it was the Wii Vibe, where it was like, it goes inside you, and then, like, your partner can...
The remote controls! Yeah, see, I told you, an expensive one.
Yep, she knew.
Those are pretty fucking sick.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, guys.
Maybe under different circumstances, but when I used it, it was okay.
I got some homework for you. The restaurants them are opening up too. Okay, that's what you're going to do. Guys, if you're listening, the ones that are listening right now,
I'll put
you on to something. So this will be a fun little trick for you and your lover. If you already have the Wii Vibe, you have the first generation? There's a couple.
No. I think I got, like, the second generation.
With the remote, right? That you can control?
No, it was the one with the app.
The app? Okay, so you have one of the newer ones.
Oh, okay.
Or if you have a remote control panty, or even if you want to get ghetto, you just got a little vibrator and, like,
strap it on,
put it in your panties, do it at dinner. So what you're going to do, if you have the high-tech ones, bring it with you to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Make a little date night. Put that shit in you. In the washroom when you're at dinner. Give him the remote control. and let him control it while you guys are at dinner.
Yo, you just basically gonna get tortured. Tortured and mistreated. No, I'm joking, that you're mistreated. That was too much.
Telling you that the level of your trust with your partner, because now you're looking at each other. That's some villain shit. Because you're looking at each other and he's gonna be like, control yourself, because you're in at a place.
Here's the problem. Oh, the
chicken! Get the pill!
My problem is, and most people know me, it's hard for me sometimes to really hide my face. So, like, if a moment's going on and I peep shit and I'm like,
people are gonna be like, I'll have what she's having.
Right? But I don't know. I think I would do that, but I would go somewhere that's like a little bit noisier so that you're
like
not
a cleanser.
Like, ooh, I don't know. I'm worried if I jump up and down, it's gonna
fall out. No, that's done.
Right? Oh my god. Okay. Random question.
Mm-hmm.
Squirting. Support, yay, nay. Have you done it?
How I do love you feel squirting, about it? But like, it's always hard to find people that make me squirt. And I can't make myself squirt.
Really?
Mm-mm. I've tried, and I think I'm too in my head. Because I'm like, come on, do it.
Okay.
Problem. But then there's lovers that, like, I had one ex, he did it on command. I wish I had his number still.
I rate that. I rate I want what she's having. But, like, at this point, it's all the TMI, so it's whatever. But, like, I remember me and homeboy, we were, like, just doing the thing. And I always, like, he's, like, an artist, you know, paints, whatever. But my guy's artist in the bedroom.
Artists use your...
Right? The way this guy's just Houdini-ing the shit. Like, I'll never forget. There was a moment where, like, I was climaxing. And I look up and I see this man ducking and dodging the squirts. Because they were...
See, you know what? Mine has always been, like, when I've ever squirted, when I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's been, like, down. I'm standing up.
Okay.
Or I'm on, like, an angled so that it's going like that way or somewhere else, but not like woo. You like squint it so it goes.
I honestly, it was at a
point. I need to learn. I need to know how to control it.
I can't control it.
Like I can squirt easily with other people, but it's like I need to like make myself squirt. I can explain it to others. I'm like, this is what you do. You just fucking let it go. You have to like.
I don't know. I'm
loosen yourself up.
I'm a weirdo in the sense that, like, I agree you have to loosen yourself up, but, like, I can squirt even with, like, a vibrator. Like, I don't necessarily.
Yeah, like, I don't. Nah, man. I can get soup. I can, like, bust, but, like, not, like, woo, you know?
Oh, no. I could woo with, like, a vibrator, but.
So I need to, like, what is it? Because I know when you're regularly squirting, you know, you're just relaxing your lower muscles. What is it? Your fucking. Your cervix?
Like, not your cervix. It's like your pelvis wall.
There you
not
go.
Because it's like right where your G-spot is. So
you're like, relaxing that, and that's like, I'm telling you, it's just going to come. But I can't do it on my own. I think I'm too much in my head.
Well, I don't know. Maybe one day you have to like just smoke some weed. Relax.
I think one day I'm just going to get really fucking lit and just go to fucking town.
Maybe. Maybe. Because I feel like when you're out of your head, you're not thinking
I'm telling you, I bet you I could do it in front of a partner. If he's sitting in front of me, I'll be like,
I'm dying. Okay, so what? Okay, but what is the wildest thing then you've done with a partner?
Wildest thing?
Because like I don't
lately,
I feel like I'm tame.
I feel like I have a lot of wild ass ideas, but no one to do them with. But if I think of my past, like wild things I've done, man, this is why when you smoke too much weed, you gotta like really think about it.
I don't know.
Because memory is like to think of the wildest thing I've done. I guess sex in a car is so like nothing. I'm just fucked in a car. Wildest thing. Like, am I even wild?
Okay, well, maybe never, not necessarily wild. But
I'm like, I feel like I'm so boring now. I'm like, you're not boring. What did I do?
Like, the weirdest place, then, at least.
At, this is when I was really young. It was like his family, his parents, friends, like, it was like a family get together, like a party. Yeah. And we fucked in another room or something. Actually, no, I lied. I fucked in a stairwell once at a Halloween party, and I was dressed up like a nurse. But like the nurse from Kill Bill, so I had, like
okay. I had one eye.
And I had like a gun on me and shit.
I mean, that's something. There's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of badass.
I think that's that. What else? I know there's wilder shit that I'm just not. It's not clicking right now. I've sucked dick out inside of like a parking lot. Like, you know when you pull up to like, you know, like valet where the cars are waiting?
Yeah.
I've sucked my ex's dick. We were waiting for someone. We were going to a concert and like they were taking too long and I was like, you want to pass the time? I've sucked dick while driving.
Same.
You know?
Same, I've done that too.
You almost crashed. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, but nah, I didn't see it.
I mean, thankfully homeboy didn't crash, but.
No, he was going across, and this was in Miami. So, like,
oh, girl, don't do that.
I ain't got no insurance.
I was gonna say, like, you don't got no Medicaid.
I know. I'm like, that's on you, boo.
I wanted to ask about Miami because I was so jealous. Mm. When I say jealous, I just mean more like FOMO, not envy.
Everyone was like, why I don't want to be here?
Right, but I'm like, live your best life. Go, girl, go.
Exotica?
Yes, I was living through you that whole weekend.
It was so fun. It was a lot of fun.
Who is your favorite creator to meet? Because I saw you met Miss Be Nasty.
She's my
girl, Trash. Like, I love her.
I love her. She's such an angel. There was a few. Her and Monet Divine was like, those two, I was like, oh my God. I was so, so, so nervous.
Yeah.
To meet Miss Be Nasty. And my girlfriend, shout out to Tayomi, I love her, Glamazon. I was like, oh my God. When I found out Brittany was gonna be in the same sexpert corner that I was gonna be there with Tayomi with, I was like, oh my God. Like, yo, and I manifested. I told Triz, I was like, yo, I am going down to Miami and I'm meeting Miss Be Nasty and I'm gonna pitch her to come on the podcast for the next season.
He's
like, really? All right. And I did, but you know, it did happen because I told Tayomi, I was like, listen, super nervous. I'm never really, I am shy.
Yeah.
I have shy moments, but I was super, like, I was same girl, like, I was fangirling crushing right now. I was like, oh my God. I was literally standing there like a deer in headlights. I was like, I can't, what do I say? Like, you're just saying hi? I don't know. So I had a fucking canteen filled of Don Julio.
Oh no.
Because I was like, I want you around when I have fun. It's exciting. I mean,
that's fair. That's true.
Right? So I took a shot. I was like, all right, I'm going over. Then Daddy was like, she's gonna come over here. She already did it. She was like, come over here. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Because I was gonna go on my own, but then Tyrone already went
to the hotel. She already took lead.
So she's like, Brittany, this is Sav. Sav, this is Brittany. She's like, this is my sister from Toronto. Yeah. She came down. She's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. She gave me a hug. I was like, oh, my God.
See, that's the magic of a
woman. You know what I mean? And I was like, hi, you know, explain, like, you know, I'm a huge fan. I love you. I have a sex park. She's like, for real? I'm like, yeah. And I, you know, she's like, what is it? What's your Instagram? So we exchanged contacts, our social medias. And I remember she told me, she's like, yo, this is my first Exotica too. I'm kind of nervous. I was like, you want a shot of tequila? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, here. She's like, so we're worried about tequila. I'm like,
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, down it, girl. Give her like two big Dutchie shots. And it was great. Like, so many amazing Black creators. That's what I love the most about it. It was because like there is a small Black kink community out here, very, very small. There it was on a bigger scale, like a much larger scale.
Yeah.
So it was awesome to meet other people within the industry and that look like me. You know what I mean? Like you see.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing, it's funny because like I was talking to my friend just in general with porn. And I'm like, bro, like, Pornhub is so fucking boring. You just go on the first, like, the full top page, all you see is fucking white people.
Yeah.
And, like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with white people. Don't be mad. But, like, you know, you want to see representation in different facets of life.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, you see it now in the movies, and you see it now in the kids' shows and stuff, and it's nice. But it's, like, when it comes to, like, the sexual space, you don't see it there. When you do, it's very, like, stereotypical.
Yeah, and it's still very much mostly white.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course. Like, literally, you'll see, like, the category of Ebony, but when you look, there's, like, literally a small handful of creators that are even remotely big.
Yeah.
And their size is still eclipsed by, like,
and white that's creators. Why I love OnlyFans, because it gave an option for some people that weren't represented to make their own platform. And, like, Miss Be Nasty is one of the top creators, and she's
doing it.
She's so humble, such a beautiful, sweet, like, she's a dope woman.
Yeah.
And made a huge name for herself, and offer own direction. And you know, it's so inspiring. And I met a lot of other creators as well. And
yeah,
it was great because everyone came with such open arms. Everyone wanted to work together. You know, we made a lot of different connections, you know, myself included, obviously, mm-hmm. Because people go down there for, right?
Of course, you want to network, you want to meet other people, you know, exchange vibes and
whatnot. Yeah, and like, depending, like, not just necessarily Black creators, but like, everyone there was able to either sell a product, make connections, make like, you know, I want to say like business moves.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of, yes, it's fun. It's something to experience. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like ways you can work to create with other people, but there's so much business
for sure
behind it.
Well, because I know a lot of creators were able to like, essentially because of the one event, they were able to meet up. Some people were making content with each other because it was like one way for people to actually just kind of.
It was super dope. And the best part was, is it was also my birthday.
Oh,
and the last, so the last day of Exotica was my actual birthday.
Oh, okay.
So it was super exciting. A girlfriend of mine, shout out to London. She's an amazing burlesque dancer. Trying to get her to come out here for this summer to do a show and a class. Oh, cool. So keep you guys posted on that. Mm-hmm. But she did her last set. She had me come on stage as like a birthday gift, and she gave me a performance. All this footage will be on my OnlyFans. So I'm taking my time in terms of uploading footage, but too sexy for Instagram.
But no, plug your OnlyFans though, so that people.
It's not out yet, but it will be dropping soon. It is Rude Kitty as well. So it's all.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. All under the same umbrella.
Yes. Love branding here. You know it.
Right? But it's fun. It's super fun.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad because I was watching. I was like, yes, girl. Yes, girl.
Yeah. Oh no, it was, and then we went to, there's a stripper called Tootsie's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like bomb food. It used to be a Walmart.
Say less.
It's that big.
Okay.
So from there we a group of people from Exotica were there. We had a table, you know, they gave us little birthday signs. It was awesome.
That's cute.
But the best part was the after party. Ooh. It was a mansion porn star party. Let me tell you, the one time you think I'd be naked in a pool, I wasn't.
Girl, so you just live in a movie. You just
watch. Yeah, it was a great time. Like, my Emmy was lit. It was a lot of fun.
I'm glad. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It was dope.
Now, okay. So the one thing I want to pivot on, because I know we've been talking about a lot of sex and a lot of
this,
but I want to ask, like, what is, I guess, one side of you that people don't always get to see? Because I feel like when, especially when women talk about things sexual in nature, it's like, oh, she's a hoe. She has no opinion. She has no value. She has no this. She has no that. So what's that one thing to kind of like flip on their head and be like, well, actually, ABC.
Well, I will say this. You are so right. When you work in the sex industry, people assume that like you're always fucking. You must be a prostitute. And even, you know, the thing is, I hate that there's a negative connotation of people calling people prostitute. Sex workers are people. They're people that make money. And they're people that, like,
they probably make more money than you half the time.
Exactly. And the thing is like, there's a demand for it. And if they're doing it safely with on their own terms, because there are some people that are sex workers that are being trafficked and harmed and are underage, that are being forced to do these things. The ones that take pride in it and, you know, it is their business. At the end of the day, who are you to disrespect it, right? But I find that those that within the sex industry, like myself, there's this connotation that like you're just an overly sexual person, like everything's for sale. Like you can't come up to me talking any type of crazy. Like the DM
for sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
because you'll post a cute selfie and I guarantee you your DM.
Smash. Or like, you know what I mean? Just because someone, a woman, is comfortable with her sexuality, comfortable to talk about it, and within an industry, it does not necessarily mean they are an easy target. They're someone that you could easily have access to. That's the misconception.
Okay, and that's a big topic because I was talking with another creator who I'm going to be collabing with soon. But the conversation became because they posted a tweet criticizing women like, oh, you guys are posting, you know, bikini pics, tit pics, whatever. But then you're complaining about people being in your DMs. Mm-hmm. And so I hopped in there real quick and I'm like, what? Like, why are you complaining about women complaining? Like, if the problem is men jumping into DMs, why are men so weak?
Let me tell you what it is. I am not silly. Like, I'm not stupid. I understand that very sexual things are going to get a certain type of attention.
Right.
Because I understand boys don't know how to, you know, differentiate
right.
between, you know, someone that's actually proposing that you're going to get some sex or,
right.
you know, that it's for you or it's just like, you know, it's for whatever. It could be for any reason. Let's be real. I run a sex podcast. My brand is sex. Yeah. What sells? Sexy shit. So I understand that the DMs are going to come in, but don't be like, I understand those also going to be good attention and bad attention.
Right.
I understand that. To be naive, to think that like you're not only going to get one type of sweet attention is silly.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're playing yourself.
Exactly. But at the same time, that does not mean you can disrespect this person because of how they're dressed or how they present themselves.
Well,
I mean, respect is respect.
And that's kind of where I had to lead him out because I was like, just because you're seeing this photo doesn't mean you have access to this woman. You may see the person, find them attractive and want to shoot your shot. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's your freedom to do so. But if she doesn't pay you no mind, leaves you on red, tells you no, that's also her right, you know?
I think there's like, there's so many levels of why people post and do what they do.
Yeah.
People do whatever the fuck they want because they want to.
True.
You can post pictures because you know what? Or sexy photos because you want your little booty, you want posted.
Yeah.
You want bribe. You know what I mean? You want glorification. Some people want the attention. They don't care which way it is. You have some that it's, again, part of their business. They're a part of their brand. Some people are smart with it. You know, let's be real. Sex sells. Like, do you get what I'm saying? That's
right.
Why a lot of businesses, especially within fashion, music.
Use sex to your figure.
They use sex. Sex sells. We know that, right?
Yeah,
it's just
sure.
great marketing.
Why do you think everyone's getting BBLs?
You know, it's just, listen, whatever makes you happy. I feel like people are worried too much about what the next man or girl or person is doing. And they need to worry about themselves.
But I think it's a self-report. Because I feel like if you're upset about women getting messages in their DMs because of what they're posting, that tells me you want her. And
you're mad about the wrong thing, honey.
You want her and you're mad because she's leaving already.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when people get angry, it's a self-report. Because like even when I see certain things that bother me, and I'm thinking, like, I even have to check myself where I'm like,
why are you mad about this?
Yes, why am I mad? Why
it's like, no, it's true. But back to what you originally said, what people don't know about me.
Yes.
There's a lot. I am a Virgo. I will only show you what I want you to see.
Sure.
Those that do know me, there's a lot. I'm very odd. I'm very animated. I am very, you know, I am a creative soul. I think that's where it comes from.
Okay.
But I do like to laugh. I don't take myself too serious. I'm very private, I will say. As much as you guys think that, you know, I tell everything.
Right, and you see everything.
And I choose what I want you to know and what you don't. You know?
You see?
I could be engaged.
That's that Yancey flex.
You know, it's a Virgo thing. We we choose what we want people to know. I'm very private. You know, there's some things I do like to share, some things I don't. People will ask me questions and there's great ways of answering something without actually telling.
Oh, that's honestly,
you know?
That is PR 101.
Do you know what I mean? There's an art of saying something but not saying nothing
absolutely,
at all.
Absolutely.
You know? But I am, and this is going to come as a huge surprise, and I say this normally, I am sometimes very shy.
I know that.
Do you know what I mean? I have
yeah.
my moments where if you ever do see me out, I look like I'm just to myself and quiet, and I may look like a bitch because I just don't really, you know? I have moments where I just want to be in my own little hut.
Your little...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll go out like a couple days in a row and then I'm like, okay, I have to lock at my house for 2 weeks. Like, I can't do too much. I have to do enough socializing to work, you know, in my favor. I do work in a lot of industries like do bartend and do bottle service.
Right.
You have to be sociable.
Right.
But then when
it shut down, you shut
down. Like, after that, don't talk to me. Don't bother me. Like,
it's funny because, like, most of the people who know me, I stay in the house. I stay in the house to the point that people are like, are you okay? But like, I don't know. I fall into like phases or moods.
Yes.
Okay?
What's your sign?
Aries.
Okay. You know what we do? You're your water sign, right?
Or no, fire.
You're fire. Oh.
So like,
okay.
Like, I have to be in the mood. Don't force me to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be in the mood and I have to want it. If I want to go out, know that I want to go out. And when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah. Like, I totally agree. And you know what? The thing is because I do have such an outgoing personality and, you know, the things I do post, I am out, but like a good portion of time my ass is in the house or like with people, if I'm with people that I'm close with, we're in the house. There's not a lot of people that I do like to be close around. I'm also, I don't like to cuddle. I'm not like, if I cuddle with you or I let you touch me or come close to me, I'm like, you're rare.
Yeah.
I do not like to be touched.
You know what? I feel that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because like sometimes I'll get like hugged.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I can give a hug. I can give a hug and stuff. You know, some people they can like lay down and cuddle with anyone.
No, not me.
Yeah, I just can't.
No, like even in the bed, like I can be with my man and be like, oh, yeah. Okay, I'm tired. Well, I just like
I just turn off.
Yeah, I'm done.
I have moments where I'm very hot and cold.
Yeah.
I don't think people really get that about me. I am also a huge nerd. I am a nerd.
How so? In which fashion
I
of nerd?
It's actually sick. You know those some women that can fall asleep to like killer documentaries?
That's me.
Or like murder shows?
That's me.
That's all I watch. And all my friends are like, you're so fucking paranoid. All you watch is criminal shows. I'm like, you know, when I go to my car, I'm looking around. Look, I got a gun. Like, I love anything to do with the human mind, criminals.
So you're telling me you're right, Quinn.
I love all that shit. Anything demented. Like, I want to know why this guy killed his entire family. Like, I need to know the insides of that.
I'm dying because, like,
I like sci-fi shit.
I fall asleep to horror movies. Yeah. Like the Criminal Minds. Yeah.
That's shit, man.
At the end of 2021, I went on a binge and watched all.
Disney Plus has all.
No, they don't.
Disney Plus has the Criminal Minds, all 15, girl.
They have all 15 now?
All 15 seasons.
Because before they only had 12. Oh, and wait, I watched all 12.
You're right. I think they only have up to maybe, I don't remember what it is, but I'm still watching it. I'm rewatching it now.
That's what I'm saying. I did the rewatch. I rewatched all 12 seasons. Yeah. I was like, this is not enough. So homeboy hooked me up with the 13, 14, and 15.
But here's the fucked up part. Horror movies I can only watch with other people in the daytime.
Really?
I'm the biggest Brady cat. I'm the biggest. Listen, as much as I'm like, yo, bull and ever, I am a baby. I don't do haunted houses. I don't like large birds. I don't like creepy crawlers. I don't even like the ocean.
Okay, I don't like bugs.
What? I don't like the ocean.
I love the ocean.
There's too much things that can touch me. Like, I remember the first.
Okay, you're right. I like pure ocean.
I need to see
ocean.
Everything.
Yes.
I'll go up to like where the sand, and I can't really swim too good, so
I just go
where I can see my toes, and then when it gets too much, I'm like, oh, nope. Because I was in Jamaica, and I'm something swim by me, I was like, no, sir, I'm out to the water, no.
This way, the only thing I never want is like a fish to bite me, because I know snapper.
Or just touch me, or like, nah, man.
I've gotten used to the touching, that's like, okay, whatever's gonna brush by you, but like, I actually know how to swim, so it's not bad and too bad.
And those see-through crabs, no, man.
It's the, what gets me is the algae, the plants, the
just shit touching me, anything. I don't like it. I'm that bitch that will go to a fucking tropical place. It's like the Maldives or something where there's literally nothing.
It's just okay, well, it's just the one,
yeah. I'll be the bitch in the pool looking at the ocean because
I feel that. I feel that vibe. But that's how I feel. Okay, it's funny because like that's how I even feel now. Like even with like going to the club, when people are like, "Oh, let's go to the club and blah blah blah." If you're taking me to the club, know that you're taking me to a VIP where I'm sitting.
I need a section. Don't bring me to unless we're going to a lounge and we're just going to go sit down, maybe have a bite to eat or whatever. Cool.
That's fine.
But if I'm in a club, I'm not going to stand around and do it.
But this is what I'm trying. But here's the joke. This is the joke of like me, because I have this mindset where it's like, if I don't have to go nowhere, I'm not going nowhere. So it's like, oh, well, why don't we go to the shisha lounge?
Yeah.
Shisha here. We could smoke shisha right now.
Only if it's a really cool shisha lounge. Like, there's, like, food and stuff. It always has to be food. Because everything I said, if there's food.
But
there's
food.
I was like, can I eat there? Is there going to be food there?
No, for sure. Because it's, like, I'm that kind of, I'm a brunch bitch.
Do you like Animal Planet? Do you watch, like, animal shows?
Yes.
I love that shit.
Yes. We actually watch a plant show, too.
Yeah.
The last thing we watched was about cactus.
You know what I watched the other day? And the legit, honestly, my friend's like, are you serious? How honey is made.
Love it.
Some little niggas, like,
they put it work.
Are the real ones. I'm never going to smack a bee ever again.
I'm telling you, that's why they're endangered. Like, people are.
It's crazy. Well, don't be jumping on people. But that kind of stuff, I love art. I'm a huge art lover. My mom, ever since I was a kid, every March break or anytime we'd go to art museums, galleries, Like, I want my dream date is to get fucking stoned, maybe have a little wiki on, and just go to the AGO and just stare
at everything.
Just stare at art and look at shit, then go to the science center.
So when you're manifesting your partner, your person, that's...
Because it's just like, that. I love that kind of, like, when the Van Gogh, is it back up and ready? I didn't get to go last year. I want to go. Like, I'll go and I'll fucking spend the whole day in there because Van Gogh is one of my faves.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot wait to go to fucking Paris, go to the Louvre.
I've been to the Louvre.
Like,
it's cute.
Like, honestly,
it's big though.
I'll spend the whole blood day in there.
I was like, it's nice.
Can you take pictures in there too?
No.
Yeah, because I heard
you can't take pictures in the Louvre. You can take pictures in Notre Dame.
Is that some church?
It is.
We don't want to go to church.
No, but it's pretty though. The stained glass is pretty.
Will I burst into flames?
No. Hold up. I don't care. Okay. My conspiracy theory was surrounding this. Jesus was smashing those Magdalene cheeks. Period.
She was a hoe, right?
Well, okay.
Jesus loves the hoes.
But here's the thing. Hoes. You know.
I'm gonna put that on a T-shirt.
Why not?
You don't get canceled.
I'll make it for you. No, for what?
Jesus loves hoes.
Of course. But no, because here's the thing. You know who messed it up for me? Blaine Dan Brown.
Who's that?
He's a writer.
Oh, okay.
He wrote What did he write? It got turned into a movie. Da Vinci Code.
I love that movie. The movie's wicked. They find like hole in the book and this and that. That's
what I tell you.
Jesus, people dying and things.
But I love that movie. When it came out, I watched it by myself.
Do you know what is a guilty pleasure of mine?
Yeah.
Guilty. Like, I will watch all of them back to back. You know, that Underworld series with Kate Beckinsale as that sexy ass vampire.
Yes.
Bro, all of them, my love.
No,
all of them.
You know what? My love is Resident Evil. The first
I've never
three movies,
seen that.
Or maybe the first four.
Is that the zombie movie?
It is. Mm. It is. But it's nice because it's like not everybody becomes a zombie right away. You see how it, like, the whole progression, and it's based on a video game. So good.
I feel like my brother used to play Resident Evil.
It's good.
It was a computer game at first, right?
Yeah, it's a video game.
Yeah, because I feel like you remember when he had like games that are on a disc?
Yeah.
And it was in your computer?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember my brother had it like. This is like donkey.
You, between that and Silent Hill. Silent Hill was okay. It's a little weird.
Nah, man. That movie was too scary.
What?
Nah, man. See, anything that's too close to real life, anything with Duffy story that could be real, I don't do.
So you didn't watch The Ring?
No. Listen, I watched it in the daytime with my mom and my dad, and I had nightmares for a week. I was like, never again. Anytime the TV went static, I would run out of the house. The commercials, I change the channel. Nah, man, I don't like them duppy something.
No, I'm telling you. Okay, maybe this is where we diverge paths.
Nope. You probably like those haunted houses and
mountains. I'm not a fan of haunted houses. I think they're kind of corny. But I'm the kind of person, if I'm watching a movie, like, you need to scare me or else it's not a scary movie.
Nah.
That's my thing.
I like medium scary where it's so stupid, this can never be real.
But then it's not scary
like
to
Chucky,
me.
Like Chucky. Like, that doll's really gonna go kill off.
Yeah, but then it's not scary to me.
I love like, Chucky movies.
Those the Conjuring? Weird. Conjuring was fucked up.
Nah, man. I think the commercial scared me. Nah.
I love The Conjuring. I love The Ring. Like, I'm a weirdo. Like, I will go back online on YouTube and watch reviews of, like, I just finished watching the review. Somebody did a whole review of all the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. From Korea, Japan.
Why does it have to be so many versions of a duppy gear?
Well, because it came from Asia, and then it's
too much.
The U.S. took it, you know, took it over, gentrified it, put Sarah Michelle Gellar in it. But I don't know. The Grudge is my favorite series. Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm telling you, Grudge 2, period. Mm-hmm. Best movie ever. Maybe it's the whole villain arc, but...
You know what? I like villain movies where it's like the bad guy is misunderstood, like Joker shit.
Okay, no. I was about to say, I'm like Batman? The Batman? Dark Knight?
The new Batman comes out in like a couple weeks. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah?
I'll go to the theaters.
Maybe.
Go to the VIP one where you can drink liquor and things. But I'm going to bring a flask in and get a little drink.
To get a little extra. Yeah.
Listen, inflation.
It's not a joke.
Because you know, say now, it's going to be a whole, but I'm going to bring like premium liquor. I'm going to bring like the good shit.
Okay.
Get that one drink in.
And then just.
Because then they're going to be like, how do you get liquor in here? If you didn't have, no, I mean, like, if you, you know, if you pour your shit.
Oh, yeah, no, buy at least one.
Cover up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know there's someone looking to snitch. You know, because they wish they thought of that.
Always. Okay. So, before we wrap up everything,
yeah.
I want to know, okay, what is your manifestation plans for 2022?
Ooh, health, wealth, and lots and lots and lots of fun.
Like,
okay. I just want to really live. Like, I want, like, I have a one of my best friends. She's getting married in April. Okay. But I just want to, you know, this year I did, any traveling I did was for work. I just really want to obviously work on all my, make as much money as possible, yeah. and work on all of my ventures and whatnot. But I just want to have fun. I just want to live. You know what I mean? Really,
well,
enjoy
life. What's like one thing where you're like, I've never done this before. I want to at least try to do this for 2022.
Ooh. Did have this one. I think I want to learn how to swim properly.
Okay.
I know that sounds funny.
No, it's not.
And I really want to get an animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I've had my eye on a cat. You know,
meow,
your
meow.
Cat's super cute. Maybe we can have like cat friends.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. He's kind of rude, but
he's a
sweetheart.
I feel like a little kid, you know, because I'm going to be that cat mama. They'll bring the cat. Like, the
cat's hi, you can bring the cat.
You know, like, I'll have a little stroller and shit.
That's cute. That's cute.
And like Marlon and his girlfriend have a little kid.
I saw
Doja. So,
so cute.
She's so fucking lit.
I love that everybody's slowly becoming cat people.
Because
honestly, like, people, I know people are like, dogs are so friendly and blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm sorry, dogs are very high maintenance. They're very needy and they're very high maintenance.
Yeah.
This cat, I can walk out my door right now. He will be sad.
Yeah.
Like, but he can still eat for himself, poop for himself. There's not shit all over my house.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, the cutest thing he does is when my kid goes to her dad's.
Yeah.
And he realizes she's not here at night.
Yeah.
He starts crying.
Aww,
so he'll meow,
so
and he'll, but he'll meow for us and
yeah.
be like, she's not here.
Like, where's my little friend?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's cute, but at the same time, I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to sleep.
Well, we'll have a little cat king, because I was saying that I, you know, I told them that I want to get my cat.
Yeah.
We'll have cat kings, because I seen this. There's actually so fucking funny. It was a TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was like this cat in like a shoebox, like probably like, maybe bigger than a shoebox. It was
okay.
like a big box. And they put like little lights in it, like Christmas lights, and like, what's it called? You know that the star machine?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The projector machine.
And then they had like little like there were snacks and some water, and
wow.
it was like on the outside. It's on Puss Club. So
I sent it
to Ron and his girlfriend. I was like, guys, when I get my cat, I'm gonna make this for them.
No, I'm telling you.
So your cat can come through. It can be a Puss Club.
He'll love it because like I have the laser light. He'll follow that shit.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
everywhere.
I'm not having no picnic, so this is my kid.
I mean, why not? People are choosing nowadays.
But yeah, honestly, I just want to enjoy life. I want to really focus on my health
okay.
and wealth and, you know, my future. But that's all. Like, just living, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years have been fucking nuts.
Bro.
You know, it's been
Bro.
Great. You know, I was able to get a lot done and accomplish and further things, but...
Yeah.
Oh, you know those moments where you're like, is this real life?
The fact that we're still wearing masks like 3 years later.
I hate it. It ruins your makeup. You can't breathe.
Bro, I've stopped wearing makeup and like, because I haven't left the house. I'm like,
trust me.
I've been down bad on my skincare routine. I need to get it back.
Girl, you gotta take that care of that shit.
I'm telling you. But with that being said, we're gonna call it a night. Thank you, you know, for joining us. I'm just saying. If you have any questions for Sav or for myself, make sure you drop a message in the Instagram DMs. It's at This Black Girl Podcast, you know, on Instagram. And let everybody know where they can find you.
Yes, guys, make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Nympho Diaries. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's pretty fun too. At Nympho Diaries XO. The podcast is on all streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Virgin Podcast, literally anywhere you listen to podcasts.
So get caught up.
And we on YouTube.
Her.
So check us out. Season 4 will be coming soon. You guys, I'm just going to drop it. It's going to
yeah.
be one of those. Like, I'm not going to do I may do a video behind the scenes and
yeah.
like, is Wednesday's dropping? And I'm just going to, bam. I'm just going to.
Okay, so keep
throw
an eye
it
out.
In your face. Like,
make sure you're following. Keep an eye out for when it's there, you know? Bye.
Mwah.